We're momming today with Katie Stauffer, a mom of five, newlywed, influencer, and CEO of arguably social media's most famous family. Katie, privileged to have the time.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
So I kind of don't know where to begin. First of all, you're a mom of five and your youngest are twins, correct?
Correct. Yep.
So you already had, you know, everything was like full, three kids, and then it's like, oops, two more. What was that like?
Well, it was kind of a surprise, but not a surprise. We did do IVF, so we kind of knew that that was a possibility. It was a surprise, but not really. And it was actually, we were really excited. I mean, I was really excited. My husband at the time was probably like, oh my gosh, but I was really excited.
So how did this whole social media things start? I mean, did you just kind of post a picture of yourself one day or your kids? Like, how did you go from like joining social media to having millions and millions of followers?
Well, I minored in photography, and so I've always been in photography. And one day, like way before the twins, Finn, who's 11 now, was probably three, I think. I just downloaded Instagram and I started. There was some like thing where you could post some site was like post a picture and they'd do a topic every day. And so I just did it for fun. And it'd be like hashtag mailbox or something stupid like that. And so that's how I really got into it. And then there was a bunch of people that followed this account. So everybody was doing it. And then I just started posting. Then I just started getting creative with it, with the kids and taking pictures of them. And then people started sharing stuff. And so we became kind of popular then. And then I got pregnant with the twins, and that kind of brought like a new follower, which I was still pretty new into social media. So I was just kind of like taking pictures and didn't really know, but getting followers was fun. It still wasn't really something I thought that was going to become this at all. But then I had the twins and then we moved. And I've always been into like interior design stuff. So a lot of my pictures would always have the kids in them, but then it'd be more about the scene and like what the picture looked like or whatever. So that brought followers. And then one day, which my older daughter has always done, she's always been into making movies like with the kids and stuff. And so when the twins were like not even two, she started doing videos of them. And I didn't even know she was doing them, but she would do videos and she'd like tell them, say this, say that. And then she edited one and she brought it to me. She's like, please post this. And I was like, oh gosh. Okay. Cause kind of at the time I was like, oh, it's going to make my feed look bad. So I posted it and people like loved it so much. And then, so then she just kept making them and we just kept posting them and that was it.
But do people kind of, instead of loving them, hate what you're doing in the sense that they don't think you should put your children out on social media?
I'd say, the response is way more positive. To put it into like a ratio, I'd say, let's say for every 1,000 comments or supporters or whatever, there's one negative, but like the comments that I get from people that support, are just so amazing. Just like, you know, people that are depressed or whatever. I've gotten messages from people saying that I was going on Facebook to write my letter because I was going to end my life. And somehow I stumbled upon one of Mila's funny videos and I kept watching and watching and I watched more and more and changed my attitude. I've gotten messages from people that are going through divorce and said, this is what got them through it. Like the negative comments are so little that they just don't even matter. And again, it's not something, you know, it's something that my daughters are doing together. It's not me. And so to watch that, to watch them do stuff together and have fun doing it, I was like, I don't care what people say. This is something that they're doing together. It's a family thing that they enjoy. I really, in the beginning, I was kind of like, wow, this is pretty rough because people don't, they only see, they're just seeing what they want to see or they're thinking what they want to think. They don't really know what's going on. And I didn't know if I could handle it because I'm the type that wants to be like, you don't understand. This is, you know, but you just get over it quickly because that's just the internet.
It's a moneymaker for you now, right? I mean, you all have social media identities and followings and you make money off of this, right?
Well, yeah, the kids do. And they're they're literally providing for their future. They have fun with it and they're making money. And it's like, how can, and they want to do it. It's like, I just got to let them do it. They love it.
So who I was looking and laughing at, Neil is hilarious, but yeah, how do they come up with these ideas? Or are you coming up with the ideas? I feel like I see these perfectly choreographed videos and I'm just, you know, I'm thinking of my kids. They would never do what I asked them to do.
Yeah, again,
or if they wanted to do their own video, it would not come out nearly as good as any of yours.
Well, it's always been Caitlin, my 17-year-old. You know, it's kind of changed a lot, but it's always been Caitlin. She's always written things, and then the girls go and make a video, you know, like, let's do a makeup video. And a little bit of it's impromptu. They'll just say whatever they say, and Caitlin might say, well, say this, and that's how she did it. But, you know, now they're getting older, and they kind of just do their own thing, too, so it's a little bit of a mix. But when you see a video that you think, how did they come up with that? It's Caitlin. She's won awards for her writing. She writes songs. She writes amazing music. Like, she's just a really good creative writer, and the girls are just really good actresses.
Did Caitlin just graduate high school?
Yeah.
Okay. And is she going to college, or what's the latest?
She is going to community college, actually, in L.A.
Okay.
And so that's where she's at. I mean, she has just a lot of opportunities from everything she's been doing. Is that she wants to direct, and she's such a good director and such a good editor, and she has a lot of contacts in L.A. now just from everything we've been doing. So that's where she'll be.
I mean, yeah, I wonder if someone like her even needs a college degree since she has the access already. Okay, but you've got, let's see, 4 other kids, and you're in Arizona, mm-hmm. and there's a spike in coronavirus cases, and school started, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it hasn't started in New Jersey for us yet, but what the heck has it been like? They're not actually going to school, are they? Or are they?
No, they're doing online, and I was really worried about it because... I am not a teacher by any stretch of the imagination. I don't have the patience for it. I don't even know how teachers do it. But I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But anyway.
Caitlin needs to do it for you.
Yeah. I don't even know if she has patience. But the boys, Charles is in 8th grade, and he just does it. He knows what to do. I don't have to worry about it. Finn, he's 11, and he's even more mature than Charles. Like, he's literally on the computer all day, doing every class, worrying about it, studying. Like, he's very into school. He's like, he wants to go back so badly, you don't even know. He loves school. So I don't worry about that. Mila and Emma, I made them little stations, which I'm sitting at right now. Surprisingly, I mean, Mila is actually the one who she was like, I don't want to do this today. But only that one time. Like, they do really well. They sit on these little laptops that the school gave to everybody, these Chromebooks. And it's working. Like, they raise their hands, the teacher. I don't know how she's doing it, but it's literally working out so well.
And how many weeks has it been?
We're into the 3rd week.
Okay. All right. This is promising.
It's really not that bad. I think, I'll be honest, maybe it depends on the child, if they can, like, sit there. I mean, I'm surprised that these kindergartners are doing it. But it's not just Mila and Emma. I mean, there's a whole class, and they're all sitting there. And it's like the first day or so, I kind of would come in and out of the room because Emma would literally literally sign on. And Emma would raise her hand and be like, when do we get to be done? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Or she'd be like, yesterday, she was like, Miss Navarro, can I ask a question? And the teacher's like, okay. And she's like, can I show you the pencil that I got yesterday? I'm like, oh.
Oh, man, I know.
So there's moments, but for overall, I mean, it's going really well.
Okay, because I know the end of last year was disastrous for so many teachers, families, students. It was just the worst, and everyone is just dreading a repeat of that. Or, you know, starting the school year, and then it's like crash course. You got to end it and do everything at home again.
I think it's been easier this time because
that is promising.
They have, there was like, they knew about it. They could prepare. You know, they couldn't prepare last time. So,
okay, I have questions on your love life, but we have to take a break. We'll have more Momming Today right after this. We're Momming Today with Katie Stauffer, mom of 5, an influencer, and newlywed. Okay, so how did you meet your husband? And where? How did you have time to meet him? as a mom of five?
It's all weird, kind of, because as soon as I got divorced, I never, even, I don't know why, it never crossed my mind. Maybe because I was in LA at the time. I never thought that I would, I never thought about dating at all. It wasn't even like crossing my mind like, oh, I'm never going to do that. I just never thought about it. So then we moved back to Arizona, and I was literally getting my hair done, and I heard these girls talking about this app and how it's not, it has like normal people, and two of their clients had met people, and I was like, hmm. So I went home, and my sister and I and my brother, who was in Michigan, we all downloaded it, and it was just like, it was fun, because at first you're just like talking to people, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And of course then they're like, well, you go on a date with me, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And my sister was like, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm like, whatever. So I just did it, and I went on like five dates maybe, and I got lucky. They're all normal, like normal people, nothing crazy, nothing like I showed up and was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here, or had to hide or something. They were just all normal dates, and that's how I met Nick. I met him on Hinge or whatever, and we went on a date, and I don't know, within like 2 weeks, because we went on a few dates or whatever, within 2 weeks, I was just like, I don't want to see anybody else. And it was just really life changing. I don't know. I guess because, you know, my ex was really my only, like only real person I'd ever really, he was my first date in my entire life in college. Wow. And like, I'd had boyfriends and stuff, but in high school and in college, we didn't really like go on dates. We just like hung out in groups and stuff. So I'd never really been on a date. But I think I got married too young and didn't really know myself and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so now I'm older, and it was just a whole different feeling. It was just crazy. That's all I can say. I don't really know how to explain it.
So wait, how long ago was it that you met him on Hinge?
It'll be actually a year next month.
Okay, so it was quick. And when did you get married?
2 months ago.
Actually, I don't know if that's quick anymore. I mean,
we got married like eight and a half months into dating.
And does he have kids from a prior relationship?
Yeah, he has two girls. And
so there's seven kids.
Yeah, and they're all here at the same time. So like today,
so
we
like
have our
blending
kids.
Or introducing the families. I mean, that had to be stressful.
My kids are like, I didn't even think about it with my kids really, because they're just so like, whatever. I mean, they're maybe because of our traveling and stuff, they're just kind of go with the flow. You know, I didn't like introduce them to Nick for a while, just because I did, you know, I kind of read and did what the online people said. But when the kids all met, it was just like, no big deal. I don't know. It was really easy. And it helped because Nick's girls are pretty much the same age as my girls. And so they wanted to play and they wanted to hang out all the time. And so it was pretty easy. So they would come over, you know, every once in a while. And then eventually, like we talked about moving in together. And so like, maybe it was like 2 months before we got married, we moved in, and the kids were so excited. I don't know, there was like, maybe we should have thought about it more, but we didn't. And it just went so smoothly.
So do they live with you now? So it's like all nine of you in the same house?
So
COVID house and like 110 degree heat.
Yeah. So on like Wednesdays and Thursdays, we have all the kids. And then Wednesdays and Thursdays, we have all the kids. And then every other weekend. So this is our weekend. So we'll have all the kids today and tomorrow, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they go back Monday. And that's always our schedule.
Okay. All right. How are you guys managing? I mean, just because there's such a lack of things to do, and there's so many, I mean, I guess you have immediate, instant play dates, which I think a lot of people are jealous about right now.
Yeah, that's really, they just literally play. We have a pool, so that helps. We don't really go many places, obviously, because you can't really go anywhere, but the kids just play and swim, and it works because, you know, Nick also works from home. He owns an IT consulting firm, and so he works from home. So we're just all here, and everybody's just hanging out.
you just moved, though, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds. Well, actually, you like interior design, but the thought of moving always just makes me nervous because
Yeah,
it's overwhelming.
it was overwhelming just because we actually moved on a weekend where we had all the kids.
Oh.
So that was fun. But I'm a type that I just want everything put away like the day we move in. And anytime I've moved, we've actually done that. We've made that happen because I'm crazy. But this time we didn't. It was too much. But the house is settled, but whatever. We still have a lot to do. But yeah, it was stressful.
What look are you going for?
I guess the best way to describe it would be fresh, clean, modern, traditional kind of. I don't really know. I don't really
You done
like.
anything or have you set up anything differently or bought specific furniture for like the new reality that we're in that, ooh, sorry, I just dropped my water bottle. The new reality that we're in that we're like all, Nick works from home. I'm assuming you're working from home. The kids are all home at school. Have you set up differently as a result?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, Nick has his own office here, so that's his. But yeah, I mean, we set up schooling area. Like Finn has a computer. There's a computer set up outside. There's like a compute desk area in the kitchen that's specifically for that. Charles has set up in his room. The girls I set up in the. We have a movie theater in here, and so, in that room, I set up two little desks. We also have a casita that's kind of like there's a bridge that goes over to it. So we're going to turn that into more of a school slash recording area for when they do videos and
Ah,
stuff.
back to recording. What
Yeah.
are if you had to pick like your favorite three moments when your kids did something and you posted it and they just resonated with you because they were either hilarious or sad or like what would those moments be, those videos?
I'm the one who always captures those for some reason. I'm like, Caitlin does those videos, but I've actually posted a few. One, the top one that comes to mind is Mila was actually crying about getting old and getting wrinkles, and she was hysterical. Like, I don't want to get all old and wrinkly. I'm gonna get squishy like grandma. And she said all this, and I happened to have my phone in my hand, and I was cooking. We were in LA. I had my phone in my hand, like boiling water, and they were sitting next to me, like on the counter, and. I mean, the recording itself is horrible. It's like blurry, but that was one of my favorites.
I'm sure your mother loved
Yeah, I called her and
it.
told her, I'm like, are you gonna be mad because I'm gonna post it? And she's like, I don't care. So that was probably one of the top ones. Oh my gosh, I can't think of any other ones right now, but usually, I do have. I have some that I haven't posted. I tend to like just record. Like I have one from yesterday actually that was really funny that I didn't post because Emma's crying and I just didn't want to make, she's crying or whatever. But she's wanting someone to teach her this TikTok dance, and she's like, I don't want Mila to. Mila's begging to teach it. Teacher, and she's like, I don't want Mila to teach me because I want a big kid to teach me. And Mila was like, Emma, let me see the TikTok. The whole video of her, they were like arguing about it and why she should be able to teach her was so funny that and they didn't know I was recording, but yeah.
What was your job before this?
I worked as a title and escrow officer, so basically closing real estate transactions.
Ah, escrow. So I'm taking it you prefer what you're doing now, and it's probably a lot more profitable. But is it harder than it seems?
The escrow was pretty stressful, but I don't know. This isn't that hard. I mean, I'm hanging out with my kids, and we just kind of have fun with it. I mean, it's stressful when there's deadlines and stuff, and you have little kids, but otherwise, we just have fun with it.
I mean, yeah, you got to please brands, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes kids just don't want to. Totally get it. But Katie, thank you for joining us on We're Momming today.
Thank you.
Good luck with this school year.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.